Welcome to Escape the Talk Show, where we have clicking gun noises and raging men. My name is Jonathan, and with me is...
Hey, I'm Fab. Hey, Jonathan, how are you doing? Everybody, gunshots are normal. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Wow, you have a James Bond kind of gun. That looks... Yep. Where the hell are we?
I stole this 5.7 from another man. And
oh,
now
it's
I
a 5.7. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Lovely. Lovely. Okay.
We're at the USEC camp, and we need to go to outskirts or to the bridge extraction. We can see if the bridge is open.
Yep, I'll follow you around. Yes, welcome to the show. This is the second episode. One thing occurred to me. We didn't do one. Like last episode, we introduced ourselves. So if you have no idea who we are, go listen to episode one. One thing we didn't mention is how often we want to do episodes. I think we didn't mention that.
Oh, we were really bad at managing expectations there. You know, people already think we got canceled.
Yeah, so we were thinking one a month and we're already behind. So.
Oh. Well, I didn't kind realize. Of, it's been a month.
Well, it's 1st of June. So we didn't do an episode in May. So this is the May episode.
Got it.
And then we'll have to do another one. But we'll give our best. We'll try to be better from here. It was completely my fault because I was very busy. So the idea for this episode is... Oh, we're being shot at. That's the idea. Oh, I see him. I think they're players.
Yeah. I don't see him yet. I'm laying down.
They came in from the left, up the rise. Think they didn't shoot at us. No, this guy just went in the... they are now in the whatever that... You know the thing? The outpost thing?
Yeah.
There one went just went up the ladder. I don't know if that was a scarf, though. He was, like, wearing red. He had a red... Maybe it was a scarf backpack. One guy went in where the toilets are. You know, the Dixie toilets?
Oh, I think I know where that is.
Don't think they're called that in English. The Dixie
Clo.
No,
they're porta potties, I think.
Yeah, because people from the southern United States would be really annoyed. So in Germany, these things are called... there's a company called Dixie, which makes them... I don't know if that was like a Yankee who came up with that. What was I saying?
Basically in Germany, it's basically a brand name that's become the definition of the thing.
It's like Tempo, Taschentücher.
How you say Kleenex, basically.
It's Kleenex Tempo brand. In German. So the idea, before we got so rudely interrupted by enemies, was... Are you running?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just falling back a little bit.
Okay. Oh, you're falling back. Shit, I just went ahead. So the idea was that we... this is like the first normal episode where we're not introducing ourselves. So we've each brought a topic which we haven't talked about with each other beforehand.
Yeah.
And we will be... Oh, there's another guy running in from the left.
Oh, yeah,
did you see him?
Yep.
Is he a player?
A blue helmet guy, right?
I don't know. I didn't see enough. I just saw a guy running. I don't know where he is either. God, there's a lot of action here. There weren't many people queuing. Do you see him?
He's coming towards us.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh! I think he just saw me. What was that? Oh, I'm being shot at. He shot through the tree.
I killed him.
You killed him?
I killed one. The guy with the blue helmet. I shot.
There's an impact in the tree directly in front of me.
Oh, I see that.
It's very scary. Okay. Let me just have a look if I see anybody
else.
You
said there were two, right?
Well, this was new guy. He was also coming in from the left. The other people, I think... didn't leave because he wasn't coming from the complex. So I think they either left or they'll be interested now that we started shooting. But I can't see anything up there, so I don't know. Thanks for putting that guy down.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
I think he shot... Did he shoot in the tree from the other side? Oh, yeah, there's a bullet hole here, too. this is very, very nice. Anyway, okay, what are we doing? Are we going up there?
I mean, you should check it out, right? We're almost obligated.
Probably. So the idea is we'll each talk about a topic that we haven't talked to the other person about. You out there, he is. I see somebody. Scav. I think he's down. I think that was the scav I saw. So maybe this is the original guy. Maybe he went back.
All right.
I'm gonna try to loot this dude now.
Yeah, check this.
Oh, he has a blue helmet. Yeah. Oh, it's
right.
Really,
you can go first with your topic because I kind of revealed my topic because I didn't like.
What do you mean you revealed your topic? I'm not aware.
I think I mentioned it. Okay, you forgot. That's great. Okay. You but can.
I can go first anyway if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about the submarine murder.
Oh, the Danish submarine murder.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's
Peter
a great
Madsen,
topic.
Yep. Who killed a journalist called Kim Wall. Apparently in Danish it's called Ubatsage. The
what?
Submarine case.
Oh, there's shots ahead of us.
Where are you?
I'm not. I'm in a bush.
Okay.
It's called what? I'm not aware of that name.
Ubatsage.
Yeah, yeah. Ubul is basically a U-boat.
Ubulsage.
Sane. Sane is like die Sache. So
yeah,
the case.
Submarine case. Yeah, apparently. Yes. Apparently that's what it was called in the media. So I can give a little overview. Are we going in there? What are we doing?
I'm like behind the compound looking in the direction where the shots
coming from. I see the dead scav here.
Feel free to do that one. So do you want to give a quick overview of the topic, or should I kind of? Yeah,
and you stop me when I'm saying something wrong because you're obviously in Denmark, and this happened in Copenhagen, basically. So right on your back door. So the guy who killed the journalist is called Peter Madsen.
Yes, Madsen. Madsen.
Yeah.
It's a soft D. Yeah.
Yeah. Please correct my pronunciation. Oh, scav. Somewhere here. There is a scav somewhere here, but
in the compound, walking on wood.
Yeah, I'm in one of the containers. I heard him yelling, but I have no idea where he is. Okay, that's you, I think. Yeah, that's you. Okay, I'm gonna have a look around here. With my trusty pistol. So he's. I mean, I would probably, I don't know the guy, but from what I've read about him, I would describe him as the Danish Elon Musk.
A little bit, yeah. That is not a far off description, actually.
He's kind of like a tech entrepreneur, I guess. And are you shooting the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, there's somebody coming in the compound.
Oh, I'm upstairs.
Did you get him?
I got one, yeah.
The guy who ran in?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow, you got everybody. What the hell? You're a machine. Okay, I'm going to go back to looting. So he's like a tech entrepreneur, I guess. But he also started, like, with his money, started doing, like, building rockets.
Yes.
And I guess wanted to build a spaceport or something.
Maybe, yeah. So he was really into rockets at the very least. Yes, that's true.
And then he, of course, also for some reason interested in submarines, and he built this.
Which is not. I can understand that. I mean, submarines.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
That's why the case is fascinating to me because I'm very into submarines, as you might know. And so he built like three submarines. The one, the murder happened on, was the last one. It's called Nautilus.
Yes.
UC3, I think. I think he built two smaller ones as a kind of proof of concept. The last one, the third one that the murder happened on, was an actual submarine, like a.
Yeah,
I think
it could actually go submergence.
Yeah, diesel electric. I think it could theoretically go down to like 100 meters or something. So basically, like almost World War II level kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this Kim Wall was a journalist, freelance journalist. Of my profession, and she was specializing in doing like reportage, right? So, you know, like kind of these somewhat long form stories.
Yep.
And yeah, she went. She had asked him for a while to interview him. And then he said yes, and he said he wanted to interview her on the submarine. Take her out on the submarine, and he did, and so she never returned. She was supposed to return that evening. This was like in 2017 or something, but never did. So her boyfriend called the police, and then the next morning, this how do you say that again?
Massen. As if kind of like the liters of beer in Germany.
The what?
Just
Massen. Oh, Massen. Yeah, Massen. Okay. Yeah, he was found, picked up from the water.
Yes.
And he originally said the submarine sunk. The police immediately thought he'd scuttled the submarine. He claimed he had disembarked her in the evening. But he hadn't. So then they started finding body parts. They found like a torso, and later, he basically killed her and then chopped off her arms and legs and threw it all in the water and like weighted down. And he first claimed she had hit her head on like the bulkhead of the submarine. And he had kind of thrown her overboard because he was afraid that he would get caught. Then they started finding body parts and whatever. And later he said, yes, he admitted to dismembering her. But he said she asphyxiated in the submarine while he was like on the conning tower. Oh, another scav spawned in. On the conning tower, and she was below decks, and she asphyxiated from like gases.
Yeah.
Exhaust gases.
So I think I can jump in here. So I think you mentioned earlier like Danes don't really like to talk about this thing, right? Because it's kind of their really cool inventor nerd guy gone full bad evil villain. But I think a lot of Danes, I mean, there was so much press about it and everybody was like very interested in the case. So I think lots of Danes, like that was basically the main topic in the media for weeks. And the way it unraveled was kind of, as you said, like, oh, there were like a lot of different versions from his side about what happened. And that's also kind of what I perceived of the case, because I was obviously living in Denmark at the time. So there would be like not necessarily daily, but like, you know, weekly updates. And then when the case came to court as well. So I think one of the statements he made was that he basically it was all an accident, and he gave her a burial at sea because he thought that to be the most respectful and things like that. And there are like so many, like the guy changed the story about like 200 times, right? So that was a really weird thing to witness, where it's like, oh no, I know I said it was that, but you know, that's totally not what happened, stuff like that. So it's a bit like he was trying to lie his way out of it, out of some of the responsibility, and everybody was like, dude, that's not gonna work. Like, we have so much hard evidence of this, like if we weren't there, but it's pretty obvious. And yeah, I think just... the beginning of how they suspected that he was lying, or where they had the first kind of proof that he was lying, was that they actually had surfaced close to a cruise ship, and they had surfaced and they basically waved at some of the tourists on that cruise ship.
Oh, when she was still alive.
She was alive, and she was on his boat, even though he said at that time that he had dropped her off.
Ah, right.
And I'm like, man, idiot. How stupid can you be? Like, there's some old person that took a picture of you floating around with the woman on your boat.
Oh yeah, I've seen the picture. It's like in the sunset, right?
Exactly. That is the last picture that exists of Kim Wall, the Swedish journalist, right?
Yeah.
And that is so weird that you wouldn't, like, it's so logically flawed. It's like the worst story you can put together.
Yeah, I think that's when the adrenaline kicks in and you can't remember like what time it was, and you know, you just get confused, like, or whatever.
Weird rush.
Speaking of hard evidence, by the way, they didn't find any like DNA evidence on her from him. So like throwing her into the water wasn't dumb in that regard. But they did find semen in his underpants.
Yeah.
And he said he did not ejaculate while she was on board. So that also
I didn't know that was a question they asked him, actually. But one of the things, that they kind of seized after he was detained was like his computers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And apparently they found snuff pornography, which is like you get off on people dying. Kind of pornography.
Yeah, the Wikipedia says they found video of women being murdered.
Right. Basically his comment to that was, well, I'm not the only one using this computer. My intern does that.
I mean, yeah, my dude, intern is the
you
one.
You literally dismembered a woman on your self-built submarine. You cannot pin this shit on your intern, you know.
And they had some in court. They had some witnesses who said they'd seen him watch videos like that or like violent porn. And also apparently there were some witnesses that said that he was practicing asphyxiation porn, asphyxiation sex, whatever. So he was a weird dude, I guess. Did you know that he ran? That must have been in the press as well. So last year,
I saw that.
He threatened a guy in prison with something that looked like a pistol or whatever they said in the story. Yeah. And then he pretended to have a bomb. He got like 500 meters from the prison. Was surrounded by the Danish SWAT team, which is probably Svorsnes Forsnes Ørsen.
Yeah. So the funny thing about that is that a lot of opposition politicians were like, oh my God, how are the Danish prisons not safe? How are they supposed to keep anyone in and stuff like that? And then you look at the case and it's like, yeah, he managed to go like 400 something meters from the prison.
And it's like the typical, I think I can tell, like he probably had the guy and he was pretending he had a weapon. So they have to be sure, right? And then it's the
protocol, right?
It's like the clear tactical thing where like he's like in probably they're surrounded. There's civilians around, right? He probably did that when he was like surrounded by civilians because he's not completely dumb, I think. And they were like, let's just get him out into the open. Meanwhile, let's call in in GSG 9 or whatever the Danish equivalent is, and they're just like, you know. It just occurred to me that they're called GSG 9, like GSG 9. So it's like 9. GSG 9.
GSG 9? You was the terrorism.
Yeah, 9. You want terrorism? 9. 9. 9. So that was amazing to me. Apparently, he has also admitted that he killed her. So there's a radio. Shall we move on? There's nothing happening here.
Loot up these scavs.
Right. So there is, I'm going to loot the guy in the road. There is a journalist who did like interviews with him in prison and recorded them, apparently without telling him.
Oh.
And made like a radio, it was like a radio thing. And apparently in one of them, he admits that he killed her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did he then cry about that he didn't consent to any of that?
No, it sounds like he said, like... I don't know about that, actually. He said kind of like, the only one who's guilty is me. He's in prison for life. He had like an appeal, I think, with the Danish Constitutional Court. And they turned it down because they said it was such a violent crime that... Yeah. They can't let him out. I think it's hilarious that he got charged with murder, then improper handling of a corpse, I think.
Oh yeah.
And also like unsafe something, probably like sea, unsafe submarine conduct or whatever.
I wonder how many laws there are regulating submarines.
Yeah, he violated the Submariner's Code. Which means if you bury somebody at sea,
guys,
do not...
Two guys down by the...
Okay.
Ow.
Are you
down
shot?
By the bush. Yeah, I am bleeding. Correct.
Where are you?
To heal. I'm in the bush. They're down by that bush.
Why am I not here?
All the way down the road. All the way down the road.
Where we came from?
Rest buttons. No, all, down the road where you can see, look up to this place where the cross base.
Okay. Why did I not hear that shot?
Getting Nate.
Oh, now they're shooting at me? Or maybe Nate? Was that Nate? Are they coming
I'm
up?
I'm getting Nated. Maybe.
How are they nading us if they're that far down?
They can't go far, are you?
Shit, we shouldn't have split up. I can't see. Yeah, I promise I don't know where you are. Okay, I'm gonna try.
Oh, I'm down.
You're down?
Yep.
Okay, that's the end of this podcast segment. I see the guy. I'm trying to avenge you. Ah, there he is. There you are. Ah, come here, my friend. Ah, I'm down too. So, before we got this rudely interrupted, we were talking about the submarine murder, and let's go to village.
Oh, yeah,
we're right in our spawn here. Before we got so rudely killed. This is also very nice. This is like in the early morning now. The sun has just come up over Tarkov.
Looks beautiful, doesn't
it? It's beautiful. I don't know if we were kind of finished with that topic, but I guess we weren't, because we talked about all the facts, but like, I just want to talk about crazy tech entrepreneurs now.
Oh, yeah? You want to
because
stay on brand?
I mean, I don't want to slander like Elon Musk or anything, but like, these people, right? If something came out that he had done something like this, yeah. Right? Maybe it's my brain, but like maybe I'm just too suspicious, but it would not surprise me.
Didn't he call some kind of diving instructor a crazy pedophile because he wanted his submarine to go in and save some kids?
Oh, I'm being shot at. Ooh, oh, shit, I was hit.
Where are you?
I don't know from where. Shit. Oh, God. Can you have a look?
Yeah, sure. Where are you?
I'm on the right side, very right side, on the wall of the first house. I need to kind of heal myself here a little bit. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, God. Oh, God, I have a heavy bleed, and for some reason I don't have the bandage for it.
Are you on the first or on the second house on the right?
On the first house, between the bus stop, on the right side, looking the way we came in here. Okay. All right, now I've got that healed. Now I need to surf 12 my arm.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'll keep looking.
I'm guessing this is a scav. A player would have rushed me by now. You can hear, like, my healing through the whole village. My stapling my bones back together. I'm sorry that I'm inflicting this on the listener right
now.
No, I know it's
on the listener.
No, it's a horrible sound.
Did you get shot when you were on the street or inside the yard?
Yeah, I went next to the house. I just wanted to get into the house, right?
Yeah.
Into the doorway, like off the fence, and I got shot. But I'm dead. I think this is a player.
Were you outside the house?
No, I was where I was healing.
Oh, yeah, there's two guys.
Here we are again after getting killed again. We didn't get much done in that last segment, I feel.
No, we didn't, did we?
Where the hell are we? I'm going to just follow you. All right, I see where we are.
We got a bit done up here. Could have gone worse.
Yeah. So we were still talking about crazy guys.
Yeah. You were saying, I think, if it now comes out that Elon Musk is a douchebag more than he already is, busting unions in his factories and stuff, but if he was, like, messed up on a very personal level, you know, like calling his kid crazy names with alphanumeric character. Okay, I'm running out of examples here, but...
Well, he did, as you said earlier, he did that guy where he just called the guy a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Who wasn't.
Was that in any way based in reality?
The guy is a British... Wasn't it in Thailand or something? And as far as I understand it, not to slander a very... Or is this slander or is it the other thing? I don't know.
Libel?
Yeah, we don't want to get in trouble if people have more money than... But, like, no. As far as I can understand from the press coverage and what I've read... It was a snide remark on Twitter, and I think it was based on the fact that the guy is a British guy and he emigrated to, like, Thailand and possibly has a wife that is a few years younger than him, you know, like this. I think it was, like, sex terrorism.
Sex terrorism?
Does that actually exist?
That's sex, the show title.
Sex, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, I need to write that down. Wait. Sex terrorism. That's a good one. Oh my god, yes. If that doesn't exist, well, you can get up. I'm here. If that doesn't exist yet, then it does now. Yeah, I think that was the basis for the charge. And the only thing the guy did was say in a TV interview that... So, they okay, let's recap this quickly. There was a team of football players... in a cave, I think in Thailand, and they were trapped and they were dying. Yeah. They were running out of air, and they had, like, cave divers come in, and one of them was this guy. And then Elon Musk had the great idea to... He said a submarine was involved. I have, like, this submarine, which is basically a barrel. I think I saw movement, just straight ahead. My ahead, not yours, but I don't... Yeah, there, over there, between the trees. So he had, like, a submarine, which was basically like a big cigar that maybe could fit, like, one person in. And he was saying, I'm shipping that to Thailand, and then they can use that to get the kids out, right? Because, of course, the problem is, I think the water had risen and they were in this cave. They had air, but they had to dive out, right? And you need to dive out through these really...
really narrow tunnels, and it's all jacked and stuff. It's dangerous.
And it's very scary, especially, like, even if you're a trained cave driver, it's probably scary. Yep. If you're just a kid, it's probably almost undoable. But they got them out. They got them, like, you know, a single file. They gave them, like, emergency gas tanks and dove out with them. Man, you're so... I can't even see you. You're so well hidden. But basically the guy said in a TV interview, Musk can stick his, like, fucking submarine idea where the sun don't shine because this is silly and, you know, let the pros do this. Which it probably was. Yeah, it was silly. And, like, he had a good point. It's like, you just let the fucking pros do this and shut the fuck up. Go build your spaceships. You already have enough hobbies. What's it with these rich people? You know, they don't know what to do with that time. They got more money than brains. Anyway, that's my thing. I do think it's one of the most interesting criminal cases I've read about in a while. Because
the danger.
Yeah, because it is a submarine and a crazy dude.
And a submarine of his own making, right?
Yeah, not many people. One thing you have to give him his credit for is not many civilians have built actual working submarines.
That's true. There's also a rocket team in Denmark that actually wants to launch a rocket to... I don't know where they want to launch it, but they want to get it, like, in orbit or whatever.
So this spaceport that Musk wanted to build, that's, like, close to Copenhagen, as far as I read. Is that, like, or relatively...
I bet, but I know nothing about it.
Anyway. Okay. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I know nothing. I wasn't involved.
But, like, the murderer happened, like... Right, like, I think they were sailing around the like the biggest island where Copenhagen is also, right?
Yes, Zealand. Yes, so it was all very close. And actually, at some point, the police was calling for everybody because he basically showed off his submarine and he was like, "Oh, this is the best thing ever! Everybody invest in me. I'm, like, super cool and stuff." So he invited, like, a bunch of people over. And the police actually called for all of those people to kind of describe what was on the submarine and to kind of give an account of what they experienced there.
So interesting.
So I actually, So we basically know some people that actually have been on that very submarine.
Oh, that is...
Because it was like a very public kind of thing, right?
In hindsight, that is crazy. That must be a weird feeling.
Yeah. And the people are like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. And the submarine was fascinating. Like, it had all these, like... So he built it, like, so you have, like, screens and you could pilot it, like... It wasn't finished, so this wasn't finished when he sank it. But like, it was supposed to be that you could just run it as one person, like from a chair on the bridge, which is usually not how these work. Submarines usually need more people. You need like one guy turning knobs, one guy at the rudders and shit like that. And that's how it.
Yeah, that actually first changed in the 60s and 70s for most active submarines in the military, that all the controls were centralized and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that
but is, I still think, you know, like a military submarine, you can't run as one person.
No, that's true.
They're not designed for that.
One room where they can do stuff.
You have one room, but like his had like screens, right? It had like cameras.
Yep.
It also had like very modern, like modern submarine had cameras like on the periscope. And it had it all like on a couple of screens, so I imagine it was like an Elite Dangerous setup, right? A gaming chair, and then so that's pretty cool. But the murder, of course, was not cool.
Yeah, that's very uncool. I mean, that's like
also he clearly picked her by looks. Right, this must have been extremely premeditated.
I don't know. I saw some pictures of her, but I was like, I didn't know if it was that.
I mean, she's not exactly my type, but like I can see she was very pretty.
Right.
And a lot younger than him. I think she was born in 87, and he's like older than us. So older than me. Really? Wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think he was maybe 10 years older, like in the middle of his 40s or something. I don't know. But like he was clearly old, and he clearly like. But like, I mean, how like that must have been a power fantasy. Like, I want to kill a woman on my submarine because it's not the smart thing to do. Like, even if you can scuttle the fucking crime scene. I mean, she was last seen getting on your submarine, and then she's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to be like, fucking Hercule Poirot to figure that one out.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But the car's gone.
No, the car's there.
Oh, no. Sorry, I'm an idiot. It was behind a tree. don't mind me, okay? Okay.
But I mean, I think it's hard to tell, like if it's like a power thing, or you know, if he thought he would be really up for like some whatever kinky stuff he thought she was going to be into. I have a present for you in this fantastic box.
Oh God, now I'm scared.
So I think it's kind of really hard to determine, but I think it would have probably come up in the court case if it was like, oh yeah, this was clearly an accident
because you both agreed
to choke each other.
What is this RFB thing?
I don't know. I don't even know.
And what is this crazy helmet?
But I think so. If that was a thing that was kind of, you know, more of an agreement between them, if you can say that,
Check out this helmet, man.
Come up in the court case. So,
no, I don't think it was.
I'm pretty exactly.
Look at this helmet. I had to take my headphones off, but it's cool. Does it have a?
You think? I mean, I would keep a headset over that, but you know, you do
you can't,
man.
You can't. How do you take your visor down again?
And you're not wearing one though.
I don't have a visor. Okay. This does look cool though. I'm keeping it on. And what the fuck is this submachine gun I have here? Oh, it's single. Is it single fire only? That's weird.
I don't know.
It doesn't look like. It's called an
RFB. It's the marksman rifle, isn't it?
No. That's the isn't that a version of the Kalashnikov for paratroopers?
Oh, I don't know.
It also does not have a sight, which is
what kind of ammo does it fire?
Okay, let me just lay down. What kind of ammo does it fire? 7.62-51.
That's definitely a marksman rifle. That's the same ammo I'm shooting out of my sniper rifle.
Okay. Oh, it's a Kel-Tec. Ah, interesting. Right, it's a very, it's a bullpup looking thing. It looks like a P90 a little bit. For people, obviously, you're not watching this because this is a podcast. So I'm describing this because I'm a pro. I don't think there was any kink going on.
I think that was more of a one-sided. Oh, I thought this would all go down very differently, you know.
I think he picked her to murder because he wanted to kill a woman and get away with it because he's crazy. Yeah, like these people, they're crazy, you know. They have money. They build submarines and people like give them money for all kinds of crazy shit. And then I think they start believing that they could get away with something like this.
Yeah.
And then there's the Danish police. Where?
That scaff in front of the house. Somebody's definitely been here. But maybe they're still around.
But then the Danish police came around and said, no.
Yeah.
Whatever they say.
Actually, you're saying.
And there's now, I read that. There's a dramatized. There's a dramatized TV show about this now, the Danish TV made.
There is.
Where he is not in it. They are both not in it. It's just about the investigation, just about the police figuring it out. Okay. Let me just check the scav quickly here. Oh, what? Is that you?
That was me.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, as we say in Russia.
Yeah.
Fucking Americans. Amerikanski. Amerikanski. Right, I think we've exhausted this topic.
Yes.
What's your topic?
So I was gonna tell a funny anecdote, but maybe we have time for one more topic actually. Because of the seasonality and because you said kinks earlier, do you want to talk about Pride Month?
Pride Month? Is that now?
I think it's now. I mean, I'm also like very lost because it's like World Day for the fucking Turtles every other week or something, right? But
I'm lost because nothing is happening. Are you still in that house?
Still in that house. I'm scoping out and looking if I see any enemies.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I thought you were still looting.
Make some more noise.
See
if I can throw them out.
We're using suppressors, especially so they won't hear us. Well, I thought that was the plan.
Sorry, I'm deviating from the initial strand.
Deviating from the plan.
Oh, Jesus.
This gun is quite loud.
Even with the suppressor, how can it still be so loud?
It doesn't have a suppressor. This is the gun I found.
Oh.
I deviated from the plan.
Kick down a door?
No, not down. I kicked the door. I don't think there's any scavs in the area. Oh shit, the sun's coming into my window. Watch
for enemies. I need to close my window. I can't see anything.
I don't even know where you are. What
the
hell?
Put the blinds up. Now I can hear you again. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, sorry. I didn't say anything derogatory or condescending. Totally.
What the fucking idiot? Why is he shooting into the air? What were we talking about? Pride Month.
Pride Month, yeah.
Are they still...
Because it said kinks. So I was like, you know, hey, that's a... Look at
no kink shaming.
Into each other. No kink shaming. That's one of our videos, you know.
Okay, I'm going to ask a very stupid question.
Right.
Does that coincide with CSD or Christopher Street Day?
So, in Copenhagen we have the the Pride parades, but I think the Pride parade in Germany is usually the Christopher Street Day or something.
This is all very confusing to me. Right, that's when they put the colorful water in the fountains and shit.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was a thing. That sounds lovely.
I think they did that in Hamburg once. I remember something like this. I also don't know if it was sanctioned, so if some people just did it. I mean, was it last... No, last year was pandemic. Before that, yeah, we went to like CSD in Hamburg. That was pretty cool.
How was it?
Very cool and very sunny. It's not like we're just like dressing up or anything. We just went there because it's basically another version of Carnival. And there's like food trucks and shit and funny people and music. And people are having fun generally.
That's pretty much our experience in Copenhagen as well, that it's like a super nice event and people are having a good time and the crowd is like at a Sabaton concert, like everybody's very considerate and looks out for each other. And I think that's what I really like about it. That was very, very positive. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's not like raves where there's like really crazy people. Sometimes there's crazy people at CSD but they're mostly crazy looking. Rave, there's always like people who are just taking it. It's like some metal concerts, I usually go. They're just taking it a bit too far. It stops being fun for me. Let's put it that way. And they like take drugs. I've never understood that. Like at concerts, it's just like I want to hear the fucking music. I don't want to see the colors or whatever they're into. It's also when people get like really obnoxiously drunk at concerts. I'm like, what? You're not. You just spend like 90 euros on this fucking tickets. Then you complain the tickets are too expensive. Then you drink beer for 40 euros, and then you can't fucking. Oh, was that you?
Oh, somebody shooting at me.
What, suppressed?
From the beach.
Are they also suppressed? Because that sounded like really weird. Where from the beach?
Where through the nade? The nade went off.
Is that your gun?
Yeah.
Can't fucking
I think
see
that wasn't
it.
The guy though.
Can't fucking see anything.
I think he laid down.
Did you go down? Did you go further down?
Yeah, I'm at the beach now. I'm looking towards the direction of the perpetrator.
Okay, I see you. I'm coming to you. The perp! Let's get the perp!
If you have any nades, chuck them.
No. I packed the nade earlier, but then we got killed, so I didn't repack it. I'm an idiot. Chuck him if you have him. What is this? Where? Did you go further towards him?
Yeah, I went up to the house again.
What are these things at the beach? Are they for, like, undressing?
Yeah, there's
why would anybody go swimming here? This is, like, even before this all went to shit. Well, I certainly can't see him. I'm coming back up.
He's somewhere in here. Not sure how competent I am at flushing him out.
Not sure how competent this guy is, because there's somebody running. Is that you?
Yeah, I'm down here. I'm looking.
I'm trying to, scope. And you're also all over the place. It's just like a guy running into my sideline. I'm like, is this Jonathan again? Where is he? You're like a fucking weasel. If I don't keep my eye on you at all times. Are you shooting at him?
I'm shooting at the bushes. Trying to get him out.
Okay. Come here, you fuck. Are we sure that was a guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, what if Jonathan just is making this up?
Wow.
to entertain me, something. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So, pride-wise, the prides in Copenhagen have been super awesome, and they've been super awesome to take pictures at because, like, so in the big march, people are kind of like very used to getting their picture taken and stuff
really?
Like that, right?
As a photographer, you obviously this is. This
yeah, but I mean,
cool.
We're just like you don't need like a ticket or anything, right? They just march through the whole city. They actually have like big portions of the city.
So they don't mind that. I just thought some people would mind that, but I guess no. Of course, they're there to show pride. Like,
yeah, right? Yeah. So exactly because it's. I think for a lot of people, it's like a vulnerable topic. But we've had very positive responses and people like smiling or when you ask somebody like, hey, can I take a picture? And it's like the dude with the most glittery beard in the world, right? And they go like, yeah, sure.
Yes. Oh my God. I think I've seen that dude.
And it's been always super cool. And we meet a lot of people that you know, we don't see every day, but when you walk through the city, you probably see them at the Pride. It's like a very citywide thing, and like I think the Copenhageners in general are very happy to celebrate that with
so all of in the Hamburg, LGBT it's community. Not really citywide, but I think that's because Hamburg's bigger. But it's like in the inner city, and of course St. Pauli and all the kind of left-leaning areas.
Yeah.
But Hamburg also has a lot of, like Hamburg also has Schlager Move, which is pretty much the same thing. It's like, it's a bit like Love Parade. It's like, but they're listening to Schlager, which is like, you know, Eurovision kind of stuff. And I think it's generally probably the Venn diagram between people going to that and going to CSD is extremely overlapping.
All right. Okay.
And they also dress up in the same ways, largely, like golden glitter and shit like that, skin tight things. So I think it's Hamburg compensating that they don't have carnival, because like in Cologne and in the Rhineland, where I am now, where I'm from, people just do that for carnival, right? So in carnival, there's also like a pride. It's not a pride thing per se, but there's obviously people who are. Who express their pride at carnival events, right? And then there's also normal people, or just normal people. That makes it sound like you're not, you know what I mean? Boring people who are boring their whole life. People like me, and then they just go crazy for like a day or two, and have a lot of promiscuous sex. It's always amazing to me how like. In the Rhineland, right, which is largely Catholic, and often people kind of, or used to be kind of strict, I don't know, not these days anymore. But then like on carnival, right, just getting drunk and just banging random people is kind of okay. Yeah,
if you like pray afterwards and ask for forgiveness, it's all right.
If you're Catholic, you can do that. But like the thing is like, you know, there's this thing where, like, people who would usually consider their marriage over, like, if one of them had an affair, if it kind of happens at carnival, it's kind of...
Seriously?
Yes, that is a thing in the Rhineland. Totally.
So that's, like, free pass day.
Sorry, the what?
That's, like, the free pass day.
Oh,
like,
I didn't kind of get that. Yeah, it is. It is very much... Are we X-filling here?
Yeah, we can X-fill there.
X-fill camping before that?
I mean, we can also just leave. Should we?
Yeah, let's just leave and do another one. I have a thing I want to come back with. Adding to your topic.
Captain Comeback.
Captain's Comeback, yes, of course. Oh, yeah. Here we are once again. There's something I wanted to that the Pride topic just brought up for me.
Is it if you're gonna say your penis, I'm gonna laugh, and then I'm gonna be like, I knew you were gonna say
I'm
that.
I'm proud of my penis, but that wasn't it. No, it was right, Dirk Bach. I don't know if you remember Dirk Bach. I wanted to remember Dirk Bach because I've recently started listening again. So I remember that at university. And when I was at university, I'm not a books on tape kind of guy, like, you know, listening to books kind of dude, Audible. I've never used that. But I now got an account, because when I was in university, I listened to this book on tape because somebody recommended it to me. So there's this crazy German comic book author called Walter Mörs. He made like a really funny Hitler parody. He made like Das kleine Arschloch, which is really funny. He's got a wacky sense of humor. He started writing books. So he made a television character for a TV show, kids TV show, called Captain Blaubeer. It's like this captain who is like a blue bear. And he wrote a grown-up book, a novel, about his life before that TV show. And the audiobook is read by Dirk Bach, who, if you don't know, if you're not from Germany, he's a television presenter. He did like the Jungle Camp thing, you know.
Yeah, he did lots of reality TV.
Yeah. So he was a small man, very rotund, extremely gay. For some reason, there's lots of pictures of him wearing some kind of onesie where it's like a heart cut out over his belly and his hairy belly sticking out. He was just amazing because he was like very positive about his body. And he was just a great guy. So I only knew him at this. I didn't know he was reading audiobooks. And then I listened to this book, and the guy is just the most amazing narrator I've ever. And he fits that book so well. That book is so funny. I can remember I was riding the bus to uni, and I just burst out laughing. I'm sitting there with my iPhone, and I just burst out laughing in the bus, like regularly. And I just couldn't stop myself. And people.
It sounds like I should check that out because I should have some Audible credit.
Die 13,5 Leben des Captain Blaubeer. So I had it pirated back in the day, I think. I got it from some guy who recommended it. I was not into audiobooks, so I lived uni, right? There was lots of file sharing back in those days. This gave me like MP3s, so I bought it now again. Sadly, Dirk Bach has died. He's read more. Walter Mercer's written more books in this. I think there's an English translation, but I don't know how good it would be. The continent where it's set is called Zamunion. That's what kind of the books are called. But do you actually see somebody there?
No, I'm just looking.
Okay. That book, you will laugh. It's like 18 hours long, but you will laugh your ass off. I mean, it's really funny now again, but I couldn't remember how good it was when I listened to it for the first time. If you have no idea, if you've never read that book, you will. It's just like crazy shit. And the guy's like in the television series. He's like an old seafaring sea captain, and he tells like all these lies. In German, we call it Seemannsgarn. It's like those little stories.
That is literally the framing of the TV show, right?
Yeah,
where so he's got this slightly dumb.
His name is Heinblöd. His name is literally dumb.
So it's all Harry got like dumb. A very northern German vibe, right? And his Oh, there's a gun in here for you.
Where the hell are you? Are you at the stash?
Right behind you. Yeah, I'm at the stash.
Oh. No, but not that stash. Oh, there you are. Okay, I see you.
So yeah, the guy is like pretty dumb, and he always like or that is his. I don't know. What do you call that? What do you call Matrose in English?
He's a mate, right? His first mate.
His mate is like a bit of an idiot. And then the framing for the show is like that the captain tells him the story about something, and it's always like complete bullshit, right? But that's like the framing of how they tell anything in that kid's show, basically.
Yeah, right? And so
it's always him going like, oh yeah, well, I remember when, and then he makes up some kind of crazy shit.
And the phenomenon is called Seemannsgarn. It's Seaman's yawn. Famous seafaring people, famous for over embellishing stories like the fish was this big, and then the sharks started attacking. But this book is like he says like in the beginning, Blaubeeren, so blue bears have 27 lives, and it's like his 13 and a half first lives. He doesn't tell anything about the last one, but and he's like, I'm famous for always telling the truth. Says in the beginning that this is all true, and it's I can't even like you have to read it. It's so funny, but the audio, I would definitely listen to the audiobook because Dirk Bach is hilarious, like the voices he does and just the way he reads stuff. So the guy has this encyclopedia in his brain, right?
Yeah,
from this crazy professor, and he keeps chiming in. There's always this. Whenever something happens, there's like the encyclopedia entry for whatever that mystical animal is, or whatever they're just meeting, or the giant. Yep. Or it's hilarious. It's really, and Walter Mercer is just extremely funny. His his Hitler comics. He wrote 3 Hitler comics of like Hitler coming back. They're my one of my favorite like graphic novels. They're extremely funny. Down to the way Hitler speaks. He just makes a lot of fun of them.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he also behind the Du alte Nazi-Sau?
Ja, Adolf the Nazi-Sau. That's the first book. Yeah. Adolf the alte Nazi-Sau. Okay. So Adolf the Nazi-Pig. And he just keeps talking like fish. It's hilarious. It's really funny. So there's the thing. So it's set in the... in the contemporary times, right? But it's like from the 90s. Have you moved on? Oh.
No.
Did you shoot?
I got shot a guy. Yeah.
My God. Where the hell are you and where's the guy?
Sorry, you were just next to me. I'm laying in the bush that we were standing next to. He was at that truck, the truck where I shot the last guy. Interesting. You remember that?
Yeah, I'm just drawing bullets for you.
No, just...
I see the dead guy. I see the dead guy.
Okay, great. I think I'll check that out. Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah,
and it's just Dirk Bach is such a pride personality for me. I'm really sad he's dead. Like, he was hilarious. And the way he reads these things is just so good. Yeah. Oh yeah. So the Adolf comic, right? The first one. I just remember this specific part. So Adolf, his new best friend is a Tamagotchi. This is like in the 90s when Tamagotchis were big. This is when this was published, and so this is like his best friend, right? And he cares for his Tamagotchi. And then one day he takes it. He's in the bath, right? And he cleans the Tamagotchi and he turns it over and sees that it's made in Japan. And completely goes ballistic. The fucking Japanese, because of two tiny nuclear bombs, they deserted us. I hate you now.
Oh, wow.
Wegen 2 läppischen Atombomben haben sie das Handtuch geworfen. So hilarious.
Oh, man. That is
he has the best humor as well. Like, so I remember I was like 12. Right? I went to a bookstore and bought this book, and I was standing at the cash register with a big book with like a swastika on it, and like a comic Adolf Hitler. And got some looks. Anyway, are you shooting?
That's pretty funny actually. So I think Copenhagen is obviously like a capital, but it's not as weird as, for example, Berlin or London or something like that, right? But it's still like. We got like a lot of gay bars and stuff like that, and I mean workplaces as well. They like
gay workplaces.
I have like, and I've also had in the past like openly gay colleagues or people that introduce themselves and say, oh, also I do drag. So I basically live in like fucking hippie paradise in a way, right? Or when it comes to like non. Shaming of like what however people take. One really hilarious anecdote I have is that I was like, oh, I saw we only have like female hygiene products in one of the restrooms, and then a female coworker chimes in and goes like, oh, by the way, you know what you should recommend your girlfriends? And at that time one of my male colleagues looks visibly uncomfortable, and my female colleague then proceeds to say menstrual cups. And then proceeds to explain how you just empty it and you don't need to worry about anything, and it's so much better.
So
and stuff.
I have no problem with like the female period, right? Like seriously, but like I don't like blood. I hate blood. Okay. I hate the looking at it. The smell just makes me like incredibly uncomfortable. So menstrual cups
in a cup.
Are like hell to me. And the first, like, I don't know why. I think my brain's just messed up, right? But the first thing I've actually, embarrassingly late in my life, I've learned just a couple of years ago what a menstrual cup is, right? But, like, the first time I was told that it even exists, my brain immediately went, it's a cup. Oh, you'd, like, drink from it. You know, like a small, like a pinnacle we have in Germany where you drink like Jägermeister from, like these small cups.
Oh, so the menstrual, cup. That's what you drink out of. Yeah, when it's you like have your period.
It's like for vampires, right? You just like, it's like just the aperitif or whatever. So I don't know. I messed up that way, but yes, menstrual cups. It's just that's like. Weird. I'm just happy I'm not a woman because I'm intensely uncomfortable with blood. But then probably I wouldn't be, right? Because
you'd stop being uncomfortable. 500 times, you know, you're gonna be fine at some point.
You'd be uncomfortable with blood until you get your period, and then you'd just get used to it very quickly.
I mean, I guess it's still uncomfortable and it's like painful time and time
again.
Yeah,
but not
right?
the blood part, right? That's just annoying.
It won't be
I guess. Especially if you're wearing like white clothes. I can remember, so we were in France when I was a kid.
This
like
was a level like, 3 guy. I feel very bad now.
You shot what? A Bambi?
I shot level 3 mine. Yeah. Oh.
It would be funny if you shot like a guy and it says like DocTech was like pride. Pride something. While we're talking
about
this.
That would be so horrible. That would I would feel bad. No, I can't discriminate.
Oh, sugar. You There's a lot
what?
Of sugar
need,
here. I'm taking all
I
the
need
sugar.
To shoot. I need to shoot dead people. Sorry, I need to. What the fuck? I need to shoot gay people the same. I would
yeah, we're not
people.
Discriminating.
Otherwise, it's discrimination.
We don't care what your sexual preferences are. We will shoot you in the face anyway.
Outside.
So, you are outside?
I'm outside. Okay. No, I'm at a tent right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like. For me personally, blood is an issue, but yeah.
But no menstrual cups for you, man.
No menstrual cups for me. But then I'm luckily I don't have a period. Right, but yeah, that's one of the pet peeves of mine is like people with periods. I mean, I get why people say that. You know, I get the thing. I get the you might be born as a woman and then you know you change, but you obviously still have a period, right?
Oh yeah,
but like, I mean, biologically speaking.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm under the tan nets, the stealth.
Oh, camouflage. I see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry,
I have a present for you.
I was looting a lot of sugar. You don't really have to give me any. Oh wow, another weapon. Where am I gonna put this? I need to put this somewhere. Okay, stick my. Thank you. Oh.
You're welcome.
I didn't know this weapon before. Is that a knight's? Oh yes, it's like the SR-25. Wow, this looks
happy to oblige.
Thank you. Happy Pride Day.
Happy Pride Day. Take this big black gun.
Happy Pride Day. We're gonna paint a rainbow on this fucking assault rifle, and then we're gonna shoot anybody who has something to say we don't like about Pride.
That would be fucking hilarious if you could like shoot people with a pride thing, so that it like flashes their screen in a rainbow, and if they're like you know like homophobe prodding, you know, that would be
triggering
like,
homophobe triggering.
Yeah, I would find that.
So I need to put this in the backpack, and I need to take the backpack and put it in my backpack.
It's actually like I saw some neo-Nazis in Hutting. in Hutting at some point.
Why were you in Hutting? That's the first question.
I was at a family birthday. Look, okay. Hutting is not a shitty place per se.
No, but it's just a place you're not in if you don't have family there. Like, you have to have an excuse. You just don't go to Hutting. You don't wake up in the morning and say, today we're going to Hutting. And
look, it's not a bad place. It's fine.
No, it's okay. Right. You met. It's not a nice place. It's not a bad place, but you met
neo-Nazis.
Some neo-Nazis.
They were wearing like a t-shirt with like a, like, you know, the little Strichmännchen, like the little stick figures. And one was mounting the other one from behind and they had that crossover and stuff like that. I was so fucking pissed. Oh, it was like marauding through the streets. Fucking little shits. Not cool.
I was on a school trip once. And a neo-Nazi chucked a brick at me and hit me over the eye.
Jesus.
Luckily, it didn't break my glasses. For some reason, it knocked my glasses off, but I still have a scar at that point. Yeah, he was, I don't know what it was. He was like, I think he was saying like the forbidden, you know, the I mean, I'm demonstrating this is repressed reasons here, right? So I think he said Heil Hitler, which you're not allowed to.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I critiqued him.
Not, I think you weren't upset that he said that because it's forbidden, but because he's a fucking neo-Nazi.
No, I said it because... I was upset that we were the neo-Nazi, but then also I don't... I hate... The worst thing about neo-Nazis is their knowledge, their lacking knowledge about the actual history, which is why they're neo-Nazis. If they actually had a clue, they wouldn't be neo-Nazis. Anyway, so I was like, you fucking idiot. And I like critiqued it. I was like, you gotta stand up straight when you do that. You fucking... Just like, hey, you're fucking... I'm like, yeah, what are you gonna do? And then like it's this mate chucked the brick at me. I mean,
that's like, the most cowardly thing I've heard.
Well, like, I was like fair going. Like, the amazing thing is that I can't really remember, but I don't think the whole thing lasted long enough that he picked up the brick. So must have had the brick. So they were probably playing with something else with the
brick. Looking for somebody
I pretty much think he would have smashed my face in, but I was like, I have pretty good reflexes. Also, I was a goalkeeper in my football team for the Americans.
You went for the brick and not dodging. No,
I would have. If I would have went for the brick, I would have like fisted it away. You know the Oliver Kahn move. That's what I still have that reflex because my goalkeeper coach. He was always like, so if you're a football goalkeeper and you try to catch the ball, right?
Yeah.
You have to like, there's nothing more embarrassing than trying to catch the ball and not catching it, and then because then it just bounces off in an angle that you can't control, and then you just basically put it in front of the feet of the striker, most of the time. So either you catch it, or you have to
get it far away,
deflect it in a controlled manner. And he drilled like this, like Oliver Kahn, like chuck your fist out and just like, you know, like bump it away, that kind of thing. He just drilled that. The fisting was drilled into me, Jonathan. That's what I'm saying.
The fisting was drilled into you.
I'm a master of fisting when it comes to football.
By the way, what I wanted to say is
don't move. Look at me. I'm taking a beautiful screenshot. Thank you. Yes. Okay. What you were saying?
The stash we're at was looted recently.
Oh, that's a twist.
Might be baddies in the area.
Yeah, I think we're done with that topic as well. You wanted to tell me an anecdote as well. You were saying an incident in IKEA with a child.
Oh,
and I'm
not
letting you off the hook on that one because I want to hear.
Okay, so IKEA is the bane of many couples. And
it can break your relationship if you're not careful.
So when my current partner and I got together, we were like, okay, this is going to be a relationship test. So very early
on. So we're talking about Halifa here.
Twitch.tv/Halifa.
Anyway, go on. Yes.
In our relationship, we went to IKEA. You know, kind of joking. Yeah, well, this is a test. Let's see how that goes and stuff. And I was like, oh, fucking IKEA. Now it's gonna be fine. You know, stuff like that.
That'll
so
be fine.
We're in the IKEA. You know, it's a fairly big IKEA. It's like for the whole island, not for Zealand, but for another island in Denmark. And I was like, ah, geez. Okay, fine, whatever. And then we're in the IKEA, and I just walk around like a normal person. You know, not like aggressively stomping about or
not
anything like that.
Not like me.
Exactly. I wasn't wearing
shouting
a mask,
at
though,
Nazis.
But also pre-pandemic. Yeah, I wasn't even shouting at any Nazis. Okay, but so I think especially people from minorities.
Somebody's running at the right where the houses are. I think ran around the house as far as I can tell. I'm going to watch the other side in case they come around the other corner. I think it was a scav.
All right, okay. So especially people from minorities that usually get targeted by Nazis or neo-Nazis.
I'm going to go around the house. Keep going.
Might confuse me for one of those new ones.
Oh, right? You have like short hair.
I have short hair.
I mean,
and
you don't
like
look like Nazi, but yes.
No. But I appear as like a white dude with an aggressive haircut. And
yeah,
some
you
people
don't look normal.
Like,
you don't look normal. That's like a red flag.
Yeah, I think that's a good
immediate
good
red
way
flag.
To, yeah,
I mean, for exactly. me, that is a. I would think that's a compliment, but like
yeah,
for
that's
many
a good
people,
plan, right? But yeah. Again, that's like depending on how you're trained or what kind of situation.
It's like the people who never went to a metal concert, and I think like these people in metal shirts are dangerous because
like,
they
oh my
just
God,
don't know better.
It's gonna slice my throat open and drink my blood any minute now
from a menstrual cup. Oh, scav somewhere.
Yeah.
He said Suka. Oh, is that you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's shooting at you, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's quite far away, actually. Wow. That guy is aggressive.
I don't see him. We're on a run.
Oh, yeah. Down.
You get?
Well, this guy is down. But the other guy was further away, I think. Yeah, this guy I finished off. I'm gonna have a quick looty here.
Yeah. Oh. So, anyways, I was in this IKEA and I was walking around, and suddenly I feel something on top of my foot, and I'm like, huh, what's that? So a child had rolled their like their little tricycle onto my foot, and I could not stop for
like,
the life of me.
Until
it was too late.
Punk.
Sorry. Okay. Right. So I could not stop to lift my foot. I couldn't come to a standstill fast enough to not lift that foot. So I flipped over the tricycle, including the child. It was like I don't know how old the child was. How old are children when they ride these things? I don't know, like 2.5 or whatever.
Reloading.
Looked like it could walk. Maybe 3.
Yeah.
And then I look to the side, and there are 2 women in headscarves looking disapprovingly at me, and I was like, oh my god, so sorry. I mean, arguably it was my fault, but to them it might have looked
it's
like I actually
their parents
kicked over
their parents
their
it's
child.
always your fault. Oh, there's another one.
Yeah,
I think he's nading us.
I can't see him through the bushes.
Okay.
So yeah, that was the unfortunate instance of where I kicked over a child in IKEA.
So
I didn't even want
you mentioned this before we started recording this round, that you wouldn't tell me about this. And my mind, once again, just to tell people how crazy I am. So my mind imagined, maybe because I'm listening to Walter Mörs a lot recently, that could be it. Like my mind, I had this idea of you like, I don't know, sitting on a couch or something, and a child being on the other end, and you like unbalancing the couch by getting up and flipping the child into a fan-mounted ceiling. Ceiling fan, chop, and then it was raining like bloody chunks of meat.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't. I mean, you know, it was a bit.
It wasn't good.
I mean, the visuals weren't good. It was very unfortunate. I didn't even, you know, I didn't want to like hurt anyone. And the child was upset, right? The child was like,
children are always like, oh my god, I was in a supermarket, right? And I'm just like walking along, and this child comes like this, I think a little girl, must have been like, I don't know, 6 years old or something, comes barreling out of like an aisle to my right? And I'm just barely moving. I'm like just at a leisurely pace. And the child just slaps and runs into my leg, like hitting a wall, falls over backwards and starts crying. And I'm like, and I'm like, oh my, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's obviously not my fault, but like, I'm sorry. Just, I didn't want him to. So her dad comes around the corner, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, don't apologize. It's her fucking fault, basically. Yeah, I mean, yes, but still. Oh, the car's gone. This time for real. but he was great. Yeah. He was like a really cool dad. He's like, no, I told her to not run. Also, she didn't hurt herself. And then he's like, she never cries when she really hurts herself. So I know. I'm like, all right. I'm still.
I think it pretty much sounds like some of my parenting, you know, where it's like, you know what, you did that shit yourself, you know, like, of course, if I was like hurt or something, my parents would take care of me.
Oh, my heart stopped there for saying that you have kids. You mean your parents' parenting?
Sorry, my parents' parenting. Yeah. My upbringing.
Your upbringing. This is why you have a horrible haircut now, because your parents just like. By the way, earlier I did loot like this. You know this mask that looks like it's from Friday the 13th?
Oh, yeah.
That Scav had it on him.
Oh, jeez. That must have been
I looted that because I don't know. I've never looted this before.
We need to do some night raids at some point. I'm hoarding NVGs. we need to bring some. Oh, is that a step on the right?
We should do that at some point, like on the show.
Oh my god, that would be so scary. We'd just be like whispering, going like,
"Yeah, but it would." No. Is that a cultist? It would be an interesting sound. It would change the sound. But we'll do that at some point. You know, have to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is going better. I don't want to jinx it, but like the first two raids were horrible.
I think we have enough time to finish it up on our way to the extract here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's finish it up. Okay. We are aiming to have another show out within the month, because we kind of want to do one each month for the beginning. I don't know, we might step it up later, but let's not promise anything. We are already too late with this one.
Depending on how much money you give us, you know.
Exactly, give us money. There's currently no way to do this, but you know, you could meet us in game or something. I don't know. Give us.
If you drop us like stuff in
Bitcoins. So we'll have to lie down somewhere now, because I need to. If you're interested in links, I put links in the show notes. Go to escapethetalk.show. That's where the show notes are. And some more information on who we are. And I just wanted to mention that the amazing song we're using for this is called I'm Unbreakable by Niklas Johansson.
It's so good.
It is very good. I like it. And I have to thank Bytemark at bytemark.co.uk, because they're providing us with the servers where we keep the audio files. And I
special
think that's
kiss from me to Bytemark.
Right, let's run. Let's exfil here. Let's do this in real time and get out of here. And then we'll hopefully be back next time with more. Am I running in the right direction here?
Yeah.
With more interesting topics. I think I already have the next one lined up. But something more interesting comes along. We'll see.
You are very prepared.
Ready at all times. Well, kind of. Anyway, goodbye!
Bye-bye!
Were you still looting there?
Maybe. I don't want to talk about it.
There is a stash right at the extract, man!